This is our second show on Purim. Today we're going to explain how the mitzvahs of Purim are related to the same inyan we spoke about and how it's Yom Kippurim. So on Yom Kippur, the whole avoda is an avoda of inui. V'initem et nafshoteichem. We don't eat, we don't bathe, we don't anoint ourselves, the five inuim. We don't have relations, we don't wear shoes. We don't have any physical pleasure. And the purpose of that is, because on Yom Kippur, where the darga of malachim, that we say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Olam Vayed B'Kol Ram, we say it aloud. Because in the darga of malachim, with the level of angels. And the reason every tefillah, we have five tefillahs, and just as those five inuim are those the five things that we do, eating, etc., is to separate from our guf, from our physicality. The tefillahs, the five tefillahs, are to lift ourselves five levels. And we lift ourselves five levels through davening and vidui. Davening and vidui, davening and vidui five times. So we lift ourselves through what's called to the highest five levels of the spheres. And we get to what's called dikna, darich. That's called the yud gimel midas. And then we have the yud gimel midas are mashpia on us, are influence us. That's called Kabbalah Satera. Like the Gemara in Kiddushin says that Kodesh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai is like a zokin, is like an old man giving satara. That's a concept of, you know, the old man, the old beard, the dikna. That's called in the Lashon of the Kabbalist, the beard, right? The dikna is where the yud gimel midas of arich, the yud gimel midas are revealed. I'm not going to go into this. Just explaining when the yud gimel midas represent the yud gimel midas of rachamim, 13 midas of rachamim. So that dikna means beard. No. Our rabbis teach us that Purim, Yom Kippur, which we said before, is Yom Kippurim. All of our mitzvahs is to bring on Purim. Our rabbis explain to us that what happens on Yom Kippur, that we reach the highest levels of the Yud Gimel Midas, on Purim, the Yud Gimel Midas come down to us. And that's why Yom Kippur is like Purim. Purim, in a certain sense, is on a higher madrega than Yom Kippur, in the sense that what we have to reach on Yom Kippur comes down to us on Purim. Now, it doesn't mean the same level comes down to us, but whatever level of the Yud Gimel Midas comes down to us in Purim. Therefore, Purim, like it says, that we learned in the Gemara and Shabbos, Kimu Mashikiblu Kfar Be'ahava. Kimu Mashikiblu Kfar Be'ahava means that they received upon themselves the Torah Shebal Peh Be'ahava. On Purim, there's a tremendous revelation of the Nes through Hester Panim Be'ahava Merubim. With lots of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What needs to be explained here is how the mitzvahs on Purim pertain us in receiving those things. So, yesterday I explained the concept of the relationship of a father to a daughter. And the relationship of a father to a daughter as a marital relationship, not literally father married to daughter. Chazal said the marriage of Mordechai to Esther was lebat. Like it was like a daughter. And Chazal Derish, lebayit. Bayit means her house, means his wife. Esther was his wife. Even though she was his niece, she was his wife. But it was a relationship, relationship of a daughter. That means the relationship of a marriage between a father and a daughter, if it's a marital relationship, like a uncle to her, is a relationship of tremendous ahava, much more than a regular marital relationship. So the gilui of the relationship between Mordechai and Esther, that gilui, that revelation, right, is a gilui of complete ahava. And that's what's revealed in the Megillah. The Megillah shows that relationship, of Ava, of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael. That high level of Ava, when the Jewish people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and then there's Gil Shechina and there's Beis Hamikdash. Yes, there's Ahava. Of course there's Ahava. Right? But that's an Ahava of a marital, a regular marital relationship of a husband to a wife, like a brother to a sister. Right? As I'll say, husband, wife is brother, sister. Right? The relationship in Godness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because that relationship in Geula, when we have the Beis Hamikdash, is a relationship of we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And we're getting what we're supposed to be getting. According to what we do is what we get. That's a very clear relationship. The relationship of a husband to wife is a relationship of reciprocity. It's a reciprocal relationship. Whereas the relationship of a father to a child is a relationship of Ava Gemurah, complete Ava. Therefore, now what does that mean? Ava Gemurah means even if the child isn't a good child, the father still loves the child. Even if the child does things bad in the eyes of the father still loves the child. How, with a husband and wife, the relationship is reciprocal. If the husband is bad to his wife, or the wife bad to the husband, they lose that kesha. That kesha is lost. So the relationship of a father to his wife, to his son, to his child, is a relationship in Galus. When Klal Yisrael aren't fitting for the Ava of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's why they're in Galus. They're away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's Hester Panim. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is not meir to them in the normal way, in a normal reciprocal way. They're not living with him together. There's, so to speak, not a marriage, not a proper marriage occurring. That's the relationship of Galus. Megillas Esther is that gilui of the love of a father to a child. And that's what's shown in the relationship between Mordechai and Esther. So in the Megillah, and this is a relationship, and this is different types of relationship, the relationship of the Olam HaMishpat, the world of Mishpat, the world of the husband to his wife, that's a world of Mishpat, that's a world of, like, reciprocal relationship. That's the world of Geula. The relationship of Godus, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu shows his love, is the world of the world that's the hidden world, the world of that's not of Mishpat. The world that was revealed, even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand when it says, world of Mishpat, Moshe Rabbeinu understood. The world beyond the world of Mishpat, even though, right, Achum, like the Gemara says in Brachos, that I will be gracious to those who I will be gracious to. Afapi she'eino kedai, even though he isn't deserving it. That's the world beyond the world of Mishpat. That's the world of Arich. That's the world of Mishpat is the world of Zah Benok. That's Zun. The world beyond that world is the world of Arich. That's the world of the Yud Gimel Midas. So in Galus, the Ava that needs to be revealed in order for Klal Yisrael to be continuing Galus is needs to be the revelation of the Yud Gimel Midas, the higher level, the higher level. And that's the revelation in Megillah. That even though we weren't deserved, we ate Besudas Achashverosh, and we were with Nashim Nochriot, Chas V'Shalom, in Shushan. Right? And we see the Megillah. And we said yesterday that Esther was metakin that chet when she connected with Achashverosh. And I saw today, Josh showed me the Sfasemet says the same thing. And it was bringing up those birurim from the Sitra Achra. The Sfasemet says this. So, Baruch Hashem Shigivan. So, according to that, now, in the seemingly mundane Megillah, there's the revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That revelation is a revelation without Mishpat, without deserving it. And that's the revelation of Ava Gemurah that is on Purim. So, now that a Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals himself with such an Ava, How can we show to be deserving of that? By us showing Ahava. So Purim is a Yom of Ahava Gemura mitzad Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the Jewish people. So all the mitzvahs of Purim are mitzvahs of showing Ahava Gemura, because that's the revelation on Purim. You with me? So we try and make this revelation of Purim, of Ahava Gemura, into our revelation. In order to be a vessel to receive something, you have to be like that which is being given. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing his Ahava Gemura on Purim, we have to show our Ahava Gemura in order to be that vessel to receive it. Okay. So the first mitzvah on Purim, right? The first mitzvah, I mean, it's really before Purim. We have a minag to give machzit a shekel, Erev Purim. Tanis Esther, it's Erev Purim, usually, right? What's the meaning of machzit a shekel? We explained that was for the Adonim, that's the basis of the Mishkan, that's the bring Christ one, that's why each one's half a shekel, because you're not a whole. You're only a whole when you connect to the Klal Yisrael. So the beginning of Purim has to be when we start by being a whole. The recognition of that we're only half and we're becoming a whole. Okay. Derech Agav, since Purim is connected Matan Torah, which is connected Yom Kippur or Shavuos, right? So just as Shavuos, we have this concept of V'yichen sham tachataha ke'ish echad b'lev echad. The Klaris were under Har Sinai as one people with one heart. So the purpose of Purim, in order to be Mekablei Torah, we have to be this one united Purim people. Right? So now, the second mitzvah comes on Purim is what? The davening, which obviously when you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a special thing, davening on Purim. It's special, the davening on Purim, since there's this revelation, it's like davening on Yom Kippur. Since this is a special revelation, the Yud Gimel Minis, every tefillah on Purim is like Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. Yeah. The different levels of tefillah, every tefillah you have the revelation of Yud Gimel Minis. That means, in order to be a vessel to receive that, what do we have to be? Afhu rachum, af tir rachum. Afhu chanun, af tir chanun. Just as he's mercy, you be mercy. Just as he's gracious, you be gracious. A tefillah is a tefillah of tshuka and ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then comes the Megillah. Then comes the Megillah, the bracha of the Megillah, the Megillah. And the Loshon Megillah. What's Megillah? Loshon Megillah is revelation. Chazal tell us, every melech in Megillah is melech malchei hamlachim, is a melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Megillah itself in Rosh Tevis also has Yud Kei Vav Kei Adni, different shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu written in the Megillah. The Megillah is a gilui of Shem Havaya, is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our rabbis tell us that in the Megillah, what's revealed? Magel Yah, Magel Yud Kei. Magel means the revelation of Yud Kei. The revelation of Yud Kei is the revelation of the higher worlds. In Megillah is that revelation. Then, right? And the Megillah is connected. The Megillah is connected to the tefillahs of Yom Kippur. All our mitzvahs ma'asim, like Asudas Purim, Ashloach Manas, and Ashtias Yain, all those things are actual, right? It's to bring Ahava in Klal Yisrael, but it's also connected to Inuyim. Just as in Yom Kippur, we separated from our guf in order to reach a higher level. Why is the Megillah that revelation? Because the Megillah is just a story, a simple story of happenings, of mikre, of events which could happen anytime. But since you see it in the Megillah, the whole story put together, right? If you over a long period of time, you see this story, right? It shows you that through the normal procedure of the world, there's a revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Goddess. That the normal procedure, a person sees his whole life in front of him. Every person in Goddess will see his whole life. Came to Yeshiva. this happened, you went to this person's house, that happened. Now that you look at the whole picture, you see how everything happened, and how everything happened was a revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world to you. That's a revelation of Ahava Gemura. Why? Because you didn't deserve to get it. It wasn't your actions that brought it on. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to you because of Ahava of a father to a child. You with me? That's why the Megillah represents this revelation of the Yud Kei. Yud Kei is the higher level of the Vav Kei in Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, the Yud Kei. The Yud Kei represents a higher level of expression. The Vav Kei represents the lower level of expression, the Olam HaMishpat. Okay? Says, the Kaf HaChaim brings out the shame of the Kavanas and the shame. He says, Kaf HaChaim says, then, and the Minig, to straight after Megillah we do Matnas of Yonim and Shloach Manas, right? And you should do also Sudas Purim, right? The Sudas Purim, what are we doing with the Sudas Purim? The Sudas Purim is just, you're doing your first of your Shloach Manas and Matnas of Yonim, so everyone should have Sudas Purim, correct? Matnas of Yonim, that happens, Somach LeMegillah, Einehem Shananiim, looking towards Mikra Megillah. Why? In order to be the vessel to receive that gilui of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to do something that shows Ahava Gemura. So we give presents to the rich, tzedakah to the poor. So in order for those people, they should also have on Purim. That no one should lack physical sustenance and physical joy on Purim. On Yom Kippur, we negated our physical goof in order to be like Malachim. On Purim, the avoda is to satiate our physical goof that it won't need any sustenance. It'll so satiate, it won't desire any sustenance. It will leave us alone to be an Ovid Hashem and to be Mekabel, the higher level of Torah. Now we go to Sudas Purim. What's Sudas Purim about? So always when you have a Suda, right? So it's brought down. You do Hashtia Kadas Lo Ones. Shatya, right? V'achila V'shtila. Shtia. Achila is Aleph Kaf Lamed, is Ochel Yud Kei. Shtia is Shote, right? Yud Kei. You have the revelation of the Yud Kei in the Achila V'shtia. What this comes to, what this comes to fix? This comes to fix the Achila on Shtia by Achashverosh. That was an Achila v'Shtia of that we Klal Yisrael were mitchaber, connected to Achashverosh as his malchus, and Mimela to the Goyim, to the Nochriot that happened in Shushan. This Achila v'Shtia is also an Achila v'Shtia of connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the Sudas Hoda'a that we were given our lives. And now the Sudas Hoda'a that we're given our lives, we're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're coming to Ahava Gemura to connect to Him. Connecting the Nochrius and the losing of Klal Yisrael to the Umas HaOlam is the Shtia in the Suda. That's the Shtia Sayayim. It's brought down in Sfarim that what does a person do in Shtia Sayayim? Shtia Sayayim is Mechias Amalek. Amalek is so deep down, that's the Yetzer Hara that's in a person, there's aspects of a person that can be fixed within his Yetzer Hara of Purim that cannot be fixed on a normal day. Ashtia is there to remove Adas. When we remove Adas, then permeates through a person those Yud Gimel Midas and brings back those lost sparks in him to a higher level. And that's called Mechias HaMalek. And that's the purpose. And that's the final tikkun of the Nashim Nochrius. That orla that was caused to the Jewish people because of the chibur to the Goyim and the connection to Malchus Achashverosh, that final tikkun, that final fixing, was done with the Shtia Sayayim. But Shtia Sayayim has to be done below Das. And that's why the Rambam says that it's done in a way that a person has to fall asleep toch shichruto, because then he loses his das. It's important to lose his das because since adas is not a clear das, adas is das tovara. We still have das tovara. Agdas, kol od that we're living, adas is das tovara. If we use Adas to try and fix ourselves, there'll always be part of the Ra in Adas, and that will itself, instead of fixing, will be pogim, because we'll blemish. So the losing of Adas, then we allow the Das, so to speak, of the Kodesh Baruch, which is the Yud Gimel Midas, the Yud Gimel Midas of mercy, the 13 attributes of mercy, to permeate us, and that then becomes Adas. And when that becomes Adas, for just those few minutes, that's me'ein Tchias HaMesim. That's me'ein Tchias HaMesim. Now I'll show you the Gemara, and according to the Gemara, you'll understand why this is me'ein Tchias HaMesim. So the Gemara, when it speaks about drinking wine, it's the Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Beis in Megillah. It says as follows. So the Gemara says, Chayev Inish LeBesumi, a person's obligated to be besumi, be fragrant, so to speak, on Purim, Bapuria. Ad de lo yada, until he has no knowledge, Bein Arur Haman le Baruch Mordechai. Why? Between Ra of Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Why? Because when you're going to Mivara down there, if you have any Das, and your Das, we said, has a bit of Ra, because you still have Das Tova Ra, it can be pogem. When you go into the Ra, you can't have any part of Ra in you. Because if there's any part of Ra in you, the Ra can attach itself to it. So when you go down, so we have to remove our Das in order to go down and then to fix. So the Maisa, we're fixing very, very low places, and that's Mechias HaMalek, which represents the highest place to fix in a person, is Mechias HaMalek. Because that's the highest Ra, so to speak. Amalek was the king of all the Ra, this antithesis of Klal Yisrael, right? So now the Gemara says, Rava v'Rabbi Zeira avdu Sudas Purim b'hadi adadi. They did Sudas Purim together. Ipsum, they became besumi, they became fragrant with drinking. Kam Rava, Rava got up, shachtei l'Rabbi Zeira. He shechted Rabbi Zeira. L'macha, the next day, boy Rachme. The next day, he asked mercy for Rabbi Zeir. Achye. He caused him Tchias HaMesim. He brought him to life. L'shana, next year, Amale. Niti ma v'navit Sudas Purim b'hadi adai. Let's do Sudas Purim together. Amale, lo b'chol shata v'shata mitrachesh nisa. Not every year, not every time, a nes happens. So what's this Gemara teaching us? Why did Rava shech Rabbi Zeir? What is it? What happened? The depth of this Gemara is the Shechita of Rabbi Zeira, Rava, who's the Tana, who we just read the previous year, was an Amora, who was sitting and learning Torah, right? Until his hands were bleeding. And we said, I'm a pechiza. You're a poches, you're a, how do you say poches? You're a, the higdimu odnayu lepumayu. You put your mouth before your ears, before you knew you could receive the Torah, you said, Nase. Right? And you're still in that matzav. And you're killing yourself learning Torah. That was Rava. Rava was Ba Torah. Rava was the one who shechted Rabbi Zeira. Rava, through his Torah learning, reached Tchias HaMesim. Torah, you can reach Tchias HaMesim. So you had the koach to shecht Rabbi Zeira. The sudas, the drinking of the wine, is Tchias HaMesim, is Me'ein Tchias HaMesim. When we're tucking in ourselves aspects of self, right? That's Me'ein Tchias HaMesim. That's the Shtias Yai. So he was saying, we lose our consciousness and come back. But when we lose it to reach a higher level of persona, a higher level of relating to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you're drinking wine properly on Purim, Purim should be, the drinking of wine on Purim should be Me'ein Kabbalah Satara, Be'ahava, the Besumi. The person, Besumi is a lotion of sweetness. It's a sweetening of the dinim of Amalek. It's a Mechias of Amalek. That's what Shtias Yain is on Purim. So, since Purim is this Kabbalah of Torah Shebal Peh, right? And I was told in the name of the Rebbe Mechabad that this concept of Rabba is the concept of Rabba being Rav, full of Torah, and Zeira is a lashon of smallness. He wasn't on the level to receive the height of the Torah that he was receiving for Rava, and that's what it means that Rava shachte. He shechted him in the sense that his Torah was too high for the vessel, the ze'ira, to receive, and that caused the mishvira, a breaking of the vessels, and that's effectively like a death, and then he had to re-bring him back to life. So that's really what's happening in the Shtiyas Yayin. The Shtiyas Yayin is bringing down those Yud Gimel Midas to ourselves. It's the breaking of the vessels. How is it the breaking of the vessels? Those vessels in a person which were broken at the time of the golden calf, right? The Mishkan was connected to the golden calf. Those vessels were rebroken at the golden calf. This drinking of wine and this Sudas Purim is the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash in our hearts. It's bringing us back to the unity of Klal Yisrael. Amalek is that which is within a person. It's his Yetzirah, which causes a person to be separate from another person, to think about his own self, to think of his own outlook. When we remove the Amalek from within us, and in order to do this, we have to do the mitzvahs of Purim, which bring on Ahava to each other, to make us one with Klal Yisrael. Just as Rabbi Akiva said, Klal Gadol v'ahavta rarecha kamocha. And the Ari says, before you daven, that's the mitzvah. Tefillah is a v'ahavta rarecha kamocha. In all, what does it mean, the mitzvah of davening is v'ahavta rarecha kamocha? When you have that mitzvah, you can daven now. Because in order to be close to our Creator, it has to be that a person's close to Klal Yisrael. If a person has ava v'ahavta within his own people, as a unity, only then can he become one with Klal Yisrael. That's why in Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael were one. Because Torah is the revelation of God's unity. When Torah is revealed in this world, and that's what's being revealed in the Shtiyas Yayin, the Yud Gimel Midas is the revelation of Torah. It's a revelation of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is behest upon him. That means, what do you mean behest upon him? When we're asleep, when we're not conscious, it's something higher than ourselves. The Torah Shebaal Peh is higher than our vessels can receive. We have to be asleep to see it. That's why when Rava was learning Torah, he had the breaking of his guf, the breaking of his vessels, right? That's why when Zera heard Torah, he died. Torah Shebaal Peh is really the receiving of the Torah Shebichtav in its proper form. We have no vessels to receive the Torah Shebichtav. We were broken. Klal Yisrael couldn't receive the Torah Shebichtav. We went through a phase of Tchias HaMeis. We went through a phase where we lost our consciousness, lost our lives, and the Malachim had to give it back until we said, "Die, we can't live on this level." Purim brings us back to whatever level we can receive of that Torah Mehar Sinai, that Torah of Gilui Torah, that revelation of the Yud Gimel Midas, that even though our vessel, our goof, can't receive it, that's why we have to be asleep. Only then we can receive it. And that's when our heart, only when our heart is one with Klal Yisrael. Because when the Torah is revealed in the world, that means the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yechida, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed in the world becomes one with its Creator. So only if you are one with the creations and the creating thing that which is created around you, can you be the person who can receive this Torah. When you're not one with what's around you, we're not unified, when you don't have v'ahavta rarecha kamocha, when you don't have the unity of the Jewish people around you, then you can't be receiving the Shtiyas Yayin. That's why we have to do Shloach Manas, Matnas of Yonim, and we have to be Marbet. We give lots of Shloach Manas, we give lots of Matnas of Yonim, we got lots of more tzedak we should even give than Shezer Rambam than Shloach Manas. Because it's much bigger mitzvah to lift up the heart of a poor person than to give a present to a person who has. But the concept is that Kol Klal Yisrael should be unified. And now that they're unified, now we go into the Suda. The purpose of the Suda, as we know, The purpose of the Suda is the Simchas Purim. Simchas Purim is when we're eating with our friends on the Suda's Purim. We don't eat by ourselves, we're with our friends. And we become one with the people at our table, and we become the Simcha with the people. And when we're at that high level of Simcha, which Yayin brings us to also, it's Me'ein Nevuah. You can only get to the level of Nevuah. And that's Nevuah, is that the receiving of the Torah. And the level of Nevuah is B'Simcha. The purpose of that mitzvah, Suda's Purim, is to become one with our friends on the table. We become B'Simcha, Simcha Shul Mitzvah, V'Avta Recha Kamocha, and that brings us Nevuah of Matan Torah, which is in the Shtiyas Yayin, which is the Yud Gimel Midas, which is revealed to us in the Shtiyas Yayin.